Monitor Bita says she was harassed and asked for a bribe around 8:30 at night when she was returning from Juba Teaching Hospital after visiting her uncle who had had an accident. Tabita says some of the police and military officers at checkpoints get angry when you tell them that you don't have money.
He didn't actually ask me whether I had any kind of weapon in my vehicle or not. He immediately asked me to give him something for cigarette. He kept on insisting I should give him money for cigarette, and I told him I do not have money. So I looked at his face and he seemed to be angry. It's not the first time that I get asked for money by these guys, but there are those ones when they ask you and you tell them I don't have, they'd be like, okay, you go next time.
Juba resident David Metaloro says he has been harassed several times. Metaloro says the joint police operations are supposed to provide security to commuters and check for firearms or anything else that causes insecurity.
They don't deserve to call for a logbook at night, but they take that opportunity harassment. Like, for example, if there is no logbook, which is a duty of a traffic police officer, even though you present, but sometimes they look at the nationality. They look at nationalities and, you know, with us in the country here, South Sudan, people are seen on colors, and when your color is not reflecting the intended color, you are harassed. But okay, the major thing is they intended for money. That is the major thing. When you pay anything, when you pay money, then you are released.
Metaloro says he has learned some tricks on how to avoid police harassment and unnecessary charges at night.
One of them is to give them their price. When you call them bang at night, that is one of the major things that they feel happy. You call them Ukuma, all these things they feel. And when you speak our local Arabic, if they ask you in English, make sure that is an intended plan. If you reply in English, make sure that you are definitely going to be charged a lot of money.
The police spokesman of the South Sudan Police Service, Major General Daniel Justin, says the joint police and military operations are under strict orders not to collect money from civilians.
They should not ask any citizen of anything. Who is the instructor? Told them, hey, he is the one to be asked. If their food finishes, they have to ask the instructor. By then, we provided food, water, everything. An appeal was made to the public also not to give money to anybody working at night. So they had to look for arms, and then they had to be polite to the public because they are there for the service of the public.
Police erect checkpoints in the evening hours until 10 p.m. Justin says some officers place checkpoints too early when people are still returning home from work.
So we discover that some areas, they just walk up to 10 and they disappear. So it is not like that. They have to be there from 6 to 6 morning. And then there are some who are working foot patrol in residential areas. Also, those are different people. Even during the search, it's supposed to start at 10 to morning, not evening, because in the evening, people are still coming from the celebrations places and all this. It may cause a jam.
Moni Tabita says the government should increase the wages of police and military officers and pay their monthly salaries on time to avoid cases of harassment by officers at night.
You might find a police officer maybe getting £1,500 or £2,000, which is very little money these days in South Sudan. It cannot sustain them. And if these people are asking for money from civilians during the night, it's because they are hungry. They do not have enough that can feed themselves and their families.
Some residents of Juba say certain police officers at checkpoints along Godele Road, Custom Jebel Road, Malakia, Atlabara, near Nanakona, and Munukimia Saba are notorious for harassing people at night. For VOA News, I am David Monodanga in Juba.